Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves?
Is this Parents?
Is
this Parents Magazine?
It is.
I have Parents Magazine at home. I've never heard anybody in Parents Magazine ask these kinds of questions, but I'm delighted to answer them. First of all, the idea that... Repeat the last part of the question, please.
So she's asking if... a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fired two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Hello, Free Fire Friday.
Hey, it's Free Fire Friday. Give me a second. Put me on hold real quick. Rich,
Johnny is busy. You know what he's doing today on Free Fire Friday, the day before the 4th of July. What are you doing, Johnny?
You didn't sell it to Ted, did you?
What's that?
Look at the truck that we just raised.
Oh, he's getting the truck? You are buying it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No, I was just kidding.
Oh. I can't remember. What was it? 75?
Oh, come on. I think Johnny's in the middle of the transaction.
It was 6? I think we said 675 with brick 22s. I think that's
kind of like that price.
Well, I ordered 675. I gave it to you already. It was 875.
Make sure right here.
Oh, did I do two?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Thank you for being honest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 8. I'm gonna go look.
You need to go buy that truck.
Oh, dude, I would like to, but it's not full drive. Okay, there we go.
Okay, done deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pretty much get the back there. You see, I have to shovel that shit out.
I'm gonna go look.
You bet.
Gun?
Oh, yeah, after last night.
Did you got the gun?
You made him stumble back to you, huh?
Did you got the gun?
You got the gun.
No, I don't have the gun.
Where do you put it?
I didn't take it. Remember, I said I'll leave it here at the brick of 22. You put it.
Hey, Johnny.
Good. Woohoo.
Yeah, what you're hearing is
all
the
right.
Middle of the transaction. Johnny is currently purchasing a firearm on Free Fire Friday.
Oh,
very appropriate for
what's that?
Very appropriate for the day before the 4th of July. Yeah, I'm off. You're on.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I'm trying, but I'm on everybody out there. I'm in the mobile command center right now, so my controls are a little degraded from normal operation. So if things are a little haywire here, you'll know why. So I'm trying to like mute things and do things, and my phone has the controls of the show, but not quite like at home.
Hey, Richard.
Yes.
Richard, am I back
yes.
in there?
What's that?
Dude, you know what I got in my hand right now?
Tell me what you have in your hand right now. I bet it's something good.
It's actually a Desert Warrior. I got the Kimber 45
yeah.
Desert Warrior. Oh, it's got a lanyard loop on it. I didn't even notice that. Oh, and for all our anti-rail friends, can you play the girl from Ipanema real quick?
Well, let me try here. Hold on, I know I can do it. Here we go.
Yes! Sweet! Yes! That's what I'm talking about. Roger that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, for my anti-rail friends, it has a rail on it.
So for the rail reverse, it has a rail anyway. Yeah.
It has a rail on it, yes, a rail.
Nice.
So, wow, that's interesting. I'm at the yard sale now looking at other stuff. He had some guns. They were antiques, like he had a... I'm going to have to go look again, but I don't know enough to buy them, to be honest with you. $1,895. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to get stung. I don't like to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know exactly
what
you're saying. Yep.
So you got to be kind of careful with that, the way that goes. But yeah. I have the Desert Warrior. I didn't know it was a Desert Elite. It's a Desert Warrior.
What color is it? What color is it? Desert?
It's tan. It's got tan, right?
Tan.
Left hand grips. It's got Triticon
nice.
Sights. It nice. No, it's a sharp. It's got some mild wear on it. You know, just on the sharp corners. Got a 10-round mag with it and a brick of CMP. Listen to this. CMP. I made him throw in a brick of CMP 22 Civilian Marksmanship Program ammunition.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Hey, I wasn't able to mute you while the transaction was taking place. So. No, it's fine. I was just like, yeah, it sounds like Johnny's making a transaction right now for something good. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's what Pre-Fire Friday is about. And this is a great time to buy a gun, by the way. It's tomorrow is what?
4th of July.
Independence Day. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool. So,
very cool. So you can shoot it up tomorrow and today if you can get home in time.
Yeah. Well, I probably won't shoot it today. I will shoot it tomorrow for sure.
Hey, Johnny, do you think this is going to be your new go-to everyday carry gun?
You know, it may be.
Yeah, I know.
It just may be.
Why not?
Well, I'd look at it. I'd look at it again. It may be. This is weird. You've got some stuff here that is just weird. I don't know what this thing is.
It should fit in a 1911 Sherpa holster, right? I mean, it's still the same size as the 1911.
Well, I don't know. It's got a rail on it. I got to go take it in my truck and see if it'll fit in my holster. Hey, if it fits in my holster, I'll go out and shoot it 300-400 times, and it may be my carry gun, you know?
You know, I've been posting a lot of photos of the Kimber desert. I'm not sure if it's that exact model, but a lot of the Kimber special, you know, Cerakoted, you know, rail 1911s.
Yeah,
I've been putting those on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is the Desert Warrior.
Nice. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They got this big military box here. It's, I don't know. I got enough boxes. But anyway, you know, I'm the military guy. I'm a sucker for green. I see green, I walk. I'm a sucker for green, and I'm a sucker for copper. I walk over right there and check stuff out. They got a truck here I wouldn't mind having either, but it's not four-wheel drive. And four-wheel drive is almost a necessity in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But, I have.
You
yeah,
are
I,
correct.
I purchased, I purchased a gun on Free Fire Friday.
Friday. That's awesome.
That is just.
Day before Independence.
Nancy Pelosi can spin around on her freaking ears. You know? Right? So, yeah. Where's the Italian tomatoes at? Is he on there?
Hold on, I gotta check. Let me see. I can't see it all.
Make sure
you watch
chat.
Not on you. Actually, I gotta figure out how to open the chat because I'm on my mobile phone here, and I'm trying to. Let me see if I can open the chat while I'm in. Here we go. Okay, I'm gonna open the chat because I hadn't already. Okay, here we go. It's all different.
I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing a podcast right now. It's a computer thing. You get on the computer and you talk to people, and it's like a national thing. It's kind of cool.
Yep, it's a radio show.
Free Fire
online.
Friday. I'm talking to these guys here at the. I'm gonna look at this. This is a. I'm trying to think. This is a. Oh, you got a Savage 99. A Savage 99. Oh, Anthony would love this. It's a Savage 99. And 300 Savage.
Oh.
And there's this is a Winchester 30 US. What? Hey, you gotta look this up for me, okay, Richard?
Can, let me see.
It's a military rifle, dude.
It's probably gonna explode. All right, go ahead.
It's a military rifle. It's a 30 US. I can't remember what caliber he said this was. 30-40 Craig.
Yeah, they got
some other
damn name for it.
No, 30-40 Craig would be right. It's like a, it's almost like an odd six kind of, sort of.
It's called a 30-40 Craig.
Yeah, but the rifle is a
40.
This is a U.S. rifle. This was an Army rifle.
Yeah. So a 30-40 Craig. It's K-R-A-G, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. It says cartridge developed in the early 1890s to provide the U.S. Army with greater firepower.
Right. I think this is the one they used at San Juan Hill.
In 1895.
Yeah, Winchester and 30-40 Craig.
It says designed 1892.
Check,
into
check
use
it out
in
for
1895.
Yeah, model 1895. It's almost got hardly any blue on it. The stock's a little bit beat up, but it's still an Army rifle, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and the bullet looks like one of the ones in your collection. You know that frame thing with all the different bullets in it. It has a really long. It's a bottleneck bullet, but it has a really long.
I know what the ammunition looks like, Richard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Stay with me here, buddy. It's
okay.
what's like the blue book on the gun?
It's got a stock,
it's with the cleaning thing in the back. Like the cleaning kit deal. It's a US rifle. And I have almost every US rifle. In infantry, that the infantry ever used, except for this one. I'm wondering if I shouldn't buy this one.
John, I'm looking up on iCollector.com, and I have exact.
I'm trying to make another gun there. This guy just keeps shooting these crazy numbers at me.
No. Here you go. This goes on the phone for $350.
All of a sudden, he sells $9,000. I show a little bit of interest. Next thing you know, here I am.
Well, there's one on iCollector.com that sold for $350.
Oh, really? That's it? iCollector.com, $350. he just looked at me.
Got him down. Ouch.
Yeah.
The internet is a horrible thing, right?
What is that thing?
That's an ice shredder.
An ice shredder? That's what we need in Alaska is more ice shredders.
Yeah, shaved ice in Alaska.
Well,
no.
Is this when we were little kids down at the bar?
Yeah. He's telling me it was when they were little kids down at the bar. No, he ain't putting a finger in it. It's got freaking spike. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's an ice shredder. It's pretty cool. But anyway, hey, by the way, for Free Fire Friday, yard sales are great to find stuff at.
Yeah.
Guns, you know, guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 30-40 Krag. But I think
you are correct, sir.
I'm always correct. They did give me a beer, though. They gave me a beer. So now I'm on Free Fire Friday. Hang on. Anthony will love me. I'm on Free Fire Friday. I don't know if I should say this. I'm on Free Fire Friday walking around drinking a beer looking at guns.
Hey, Johnny, I'll be right back. I got to answer my another call, but I'll be right back.
Ooh. Well, anyway, okay, I guess I have to talk to myself for a while. If somebody doesn't call in at 213-943-3444, the yard sales are great for looking at guns. You can find guns at a yard sale. Oh, there you are. I was just talking to myself. Yeah. Hi, Tim.
That's okay.
Huh?
That's okay. That's good
for
a radio show. Talking to yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. But, especially when you ain't got, like, a computer in front of
you. Hey, John, I see an old Woolies Army Jeep driving by right now. He totally restored it. No top on it. Looks pretty cool. Like an old-style Army Jeep. Like, World War II.
This is like a great show because here we go. Here's what we need for Free Fire Friday. Glenn Campbell, Jim Reeves, Eddie Arnold, Linda Ronstadt, Crystal Gale, Bobby Goldsboro, Dolly Parton, Don Williams. If you know these names, you're probably old.
Wait, did you hear that sound of that vehicle going by? That was an old Army Jeep from World War II.
Oh, how awesome. He's trying to talk people in
the high octane mega.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to talk people into sticking his finger in there. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That sucker does work pretty good.
Yeah, right.
He got this ice shredder. Alaska ice crusher.
Yeah.
Winston, Massachusetts.
Huh.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah, you wouldn't want to stick your paw in there.
No.
That thing is bad. How's Tim doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I'm at the I'm doing a podcast.
What?
A podcast. I'm crazy. It's like a radio show.
Yeah. Hey, John,
yeah.
One thing, I've tried to open the chat. So,
I'm trying to open the chat on my cell phone,
and it's not opening. So, it's not from negligence this time. It's from malfunction.
Oh, that ain't good. What's his place? What's his name? Is going to be bent out of shape. Well, he just might have to call in.
You know. He might just have to call in. Yep,
yes.
I just have to call in because I can't.
Animated, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. What he got like a different accent. He got, what is his accent?
He's from New York City.
New York accent he got? Huh?
Yeah, he's from New York City, yeah.
Oh, I bet you I'm doing something that not too many people in New York City are doing. Walking
right.
around with a Kimber in my back pocket.
That's true.
Or maybe,
yes,
or maybe I
have,
I don't know. With the Paps?
Right.
I'm walking around with a 45 in my pocket carrying a patch.
Oh, that was another thing I saw. They have an iPhone cover.
Wait a minute. You got to listen to this. I'm walking around with a patch blue ribbon on a Kimber 45 in my back right pocket with a brick of TMP 22 ammo. Indiana, Alaska. Right now. So, you know, they say you're not supposed to shoot firearms when you're drinking, but I think you can carry them empty in your back pocket. That's, I'm pretty sure that is. If not, well, then I'm not really doing it. It's all
I agree. I mean, nothing's legal in New York City.
Yeah. No, nothing, except all kinds of weird stuff.
Well, except for the criminals all walk around with guns in their back pocket.
Right. I got to sit this frickin' 22 ammo down. Yeah. So this, dude, look up the Desert Warrior.
Okay.
Look
Hold
up
on,
the,
sorry.
Can you, you're my fat checker. Look up the Desert Warrior. See what the price on that is.
All right. Let me see here. Hold on a second.
Dude, I kind of like that gun. I don't know, but I got to get him down.
Yeah.
You know, $50 rifle, that's hard to believe.
How much?
I don't think it'd be worth more than that.
How much did he want to charge it?
I think he wanted $300.
$300? Okay. Well, there was one online that was sold for $350, so he's in the ballpark anyway. He's not... Doesn't sound like he's like ripping you or anything. So that's
No. But still, I mean, can you buy two guns
Kimber,
on one day and free fire Friday?
Kimber 1911 Desert Warrior. Okay, here, Kimber Desert Warrior. I'm looking it up. Fine looking firearm. I'm looking at the picture. Kimber America Desert Warrior Custom 2 1911 full size pistol.
Pretty sexy, ain't it?
There, yeah. Yeah, I think I put one of those. I see the rail on it. Still takes standard 1911 magazine, which is cool. Or...
Yeah. Dream sights.
I bet that would still fit in your Sherpa, man. Even with the rail, I bet it still fits in there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, what's the blue book on it?
Let me see here. Kimber America. I'm looking up on Gun Broker, which is a pretty good source for gun prices. And let's see. They have a bunch of things like factory new, whatever. They're listing them around. There's one for $1,399.
How much?
One for $1,399. There's one for $1,278.99. There's another one for I think you did really good. And there's another one for $1,389.99. They're all right at $1,300 or above. So I think you did pretty good.
Oh, I did good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not brand spanking new. It's been shot. It looks like it's been shot maybe 1,000 times.
Yeah, here's
but,
one
you know,
from
people,
where, but it's still up to 2,000.
If you're not a reloader, you really don't shoot much. You know what I mean?
Right. The last one I see here is still $1,100.
Oh, I did good then.
I think
is that a used one?
Yeah, they're used.
That must be used then. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're all used. Yeah. This is Gun Broker, so this is like used. I mean, they can sell new ones too, but... It looks like very little wear, you know, like fresh out of the box looking or really high, and then one that's been used.
Yeah.
It's still like 1,100.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I really should. I really do kind of want to go shoot it, but I'll shoot it tomorrow. We'll see you, Tim. I'll go shoot it tomorrow. I'll look at it, play with it, probably take it apart, clean it a little bit, oil it up a little bit.
Hey, John, I'll still be on, but I'll probably be driving. If I cut out, just try to, you know, I'll be on, but I might be driving, so I might look stuff up. What's that?
Okay.
No,
you cut out?
I don't know. I think it still goes. I think the show is still going, and since you called in, what has happened in the past when I've called in or you've faded out when you were hosting? It still continues, so, you know, and I'll try to get back on, and it might work the whole way. I'm up right by Lake Tahoe, so it's been a beautiful day up here, all that rain stuff.
Although what?
Well, it rained some today, but it's a beautiful day.
Oh. Yeah. So, he has another rifle here. Well, you got Remington 870. You got the Savage 99. The Savage 99 is probably.
How much are you asking for the Remington 870, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I can't remember. I think he said 250, something like that, or 300. I can't remember. It was somewhere in there. He got this thing that you've seen these conversion carbines that go on the top of a 45. You've seen them, right?
Conversion carbine?
Yeah, it's the thing that sits on top of a 45, and you shoot. You can shoot it with your 45. You take your upper off your 45 and put your lower on it. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds weird.
And then you,
It sounds weird. I don't know if I've seen that.
Well, it's Boone Precision used to sell them all the time. Basically, you just made a rifle out of your pistol type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd actually be kind of not probably a bad thing to have, like in a survival situation or something, because you get a little more.
It makes it into a carbine?
Yeah. Okay. You take your 45 off your lower, you pin it to the bottom of this thing, okay? And then you just shoot it like a regular gun. You know what I'm saying? And it's got a little barrel, a bolt, and you just shoot it like a rifle.
And you put a big clip
on it.
Got it.
Yeah. And you put a big magazine in your pistol and you can shoot and have fun or whatever. I just don't like taking my 45 apart. If I'm going to have a rifle, I'm going to have a rifle. If I'm going to have a pistol, I'm going to have a pistol. Okay. But it's still kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of heavy.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's still kind of neat. It looks like it works pretty good, you know. But there's some different kind of shots out here. What are these? Oh, this is some modern something.
Rear.
Oh, it's a big show. Something weird, though. Herder shotgun show. Interesting. All right, well, okay, you guys.
Hey, can you get Anthony on the horn?
What's that?
I don't know if you can get Anthony on the horn because he's a free man now.
Well, he should be calling. Okay, we'll see you guys. Tell Dave I'll talk to him later. Oh, I left my 22 shell somewhere. I knew that. Where'd I leave? Oh, I know where I left it. Oh, I left it over here. I think. Set him down. Oh, man. Oh, this is worse than the Lula. Richard.
What?
Richard, this is worse than the Lula.
What happened with
the Lula? My 22 shells down.
Oh, no.
No, I can't find it. I bet I put it in here. Because I was walking around
man.
In here. Oh, my God. This is terrible. What the heck? No, I didn't even walk in my truck. Because I still got this in my pocket, or I ought to put that in my truck. So, I got to find my 22 shells, dude. I lost my 22 shells. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you need to find those. Especially as rare as they are there.
What the hell is really going on? So, how are you guys doing on 22s down there?
Pretty good, actually. I mean, the price is not what it used to be, but they're available.
Oh, here they are. I found them. They're right here.
Yeah, they're available.
Yeah, they're going to resell. They want to resell them. These are true gun guys. I got to get out of here. I still got my pants on. They want to take my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And they made
great
too, because you like to buy those, you know?
Yeah, right? But, how cool, huh? Dude, okay, right now, I'm going to check and see if my Kimber fits in that holster right now.
Cool.
Hang on. I'm checking right Now, putting gun in, gun's clear. I'd make sure the gun is clear. Safety is paramount. Oh, dude! It slides right in there.
Just perfectly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh. Yeah. Oh, this might be my new baby. Yeah, I kind of hate to retire old Blackie here, but I may have to.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, truck won't start.
That's a sweet gun. You're right, that's a sweet gun.
Come on, truck. Come on, truck. What's wrong with you? Yeah, they're all laughing. They're trying to sell me a truck. But truck won't start.
Oh, great.
Oh,
oh
no.
No.
Oh! Damn it! No, they're all teasing me.
Your truck's probably too used to cold weather.
What's that?
Your truck probably likes cold weather more than warm weather.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Why? It's a diesel. I think it's like vapor locked. No. $1,000 you're trying to trade me. You got jumper cables? Oh, really? Oh, I'm going to have to go get another truck.
Signal.
Hey, Ted, can you give me a jump?
Hear me, I'm mobile now, so.
Huh? Well, I know what it is. It's got vapor lock. No, it won't start now unless I jump it. I can't believe this. What the heck? I think I got a... Oh, I got air in my line. Yeah.
Oh no! And now you got to try to fix it with a phone here.
Well, I ain't no fuel going there. Hey, Richard, I'm gonna have to go. You're gonna have to talk to these guys on your own for a minute.
Okay,
Richard,
I'll be back.
I'll call right back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh wow, this is a Friday full of adventure. Because we're all mobile. I'm here with my wife and daughter, and we're driving back from, we're up near Lake Tahoe. So if I cut out, you'll know why in the mountains. But usually pretty good cell signal here. So I don't know. And Italian Tomatoes, if you're out there, I tried to turn on the chat. Couldn't do it through the cell phone app. And you know as well as I do that, you know, Blog Talk Radio is not the most robust on the best days. It's not working that well now. So not for lack of trying this time. So if you want to communicate, you have to call in, and hopefully I can see your call coming. I hope there's a sound or something. Now people are pulling out in front of me on the front of the car. Anybody who's been to Lake Tahoe, you know there's most of the road around Lake Tahoe is a two-lane, and people pull right out in front of you a lot. So... So, man, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Johnny got a brand-new Kimber Desert Warrior 1911 45 caliber pistol. And then he took it out into his shirt. I figured it was made to be standard. Took it out, and I said, is that your new carry gun? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know if it'll fit my shirt holster. And whack, it goes right in. Totally smooth. So he goes, I feel bad retiring old Blackie, you know, his just regular gun. So, no, that's cool. But he got it. At least it's listed on Gun Trader, even for used ones, are over $1,000. The cheapest one I saw on there was $1,100-something. And he got it for $800-something. So, pretty happy. Cool. And this one's like desert. This new one's like desert sand color. And Donnie's out. Nobody else called in. If there's another line here, they'll fall in. So tomorrow's the 4th of July. what are you doing for the 4th of July? I think we're going to go and watch the fireworks, of course. And my dog's tuckered out. She's like, had a busy day today. So but we're going to go watch the fireworks and, you know, whoop it up, experimenting with putting together a rifle for the first time. And people that know me know I'm absolutely no gunsmith, but it's actually going pretty well. It's not, you know, I'm not a gunsmith, but I follow instructions well usually. So when it comes to, then there's, I'll tell you what, there's plenty of videos on YouTube now that show you everything. I mean, you know, anything from mathematics to scientific experiments to putting ARs together, you know, AR lowers, uppers, everything in between. It's amazing. It's actually an amazing resource. Of course, that's why lately the new thing, I don't know, some people are saying, oh, it's a rumor or whatever, but there's definitely a push by the Obama State Department to using ITAR, the International, I forgot what it stands for, but it's essentially the State Department of the United States, you know, run by John Kerry right now, previously run by Hillary Clinton, is trying to shut down free speech related to any kind of firearm, where if you're going to do a YouTube channel or a blog talk radio show or anything talking about specifics of firearms, how to use them, how to put them together, parts, you know, anything, techniques, all that stuff, they're claiming that, oh, you can't talk about that because that's the same as exporting firearms. Because there are laws against exporting certain firearms and technology about firearms. And now they're trying to apply that to even talking about it. And what one thing that spurred it was that 3D plastic gun that Defense Industries, I think it's called, in Texas, put out the blueprints for free out on the Internet. And then the U.S. government said, you can't do that. And they confiscated their website and shut it down, but already there were hundreds of thousands of copies of that blueprint for that, the 3D printed plastic gun already went out. So it's not like you're ever going to stop. There's so many floating around out there, anybody could duplicate. This is the information age, and it's quite impossible to really shut information down. So I don't know where that's going to go. But I'm coming up on an intersection. This is where that guy, I don't know if you remember that video I had a couple of years back, the guy pulled out right in front of me, right about here. Did I catch that? Look, this guy's not looking either. Yep. Hi. Driving is so much fun. Got to catch that intersection. Actually, you know what we could probably do? We're probably going to go to Incline Village and go down that way. Then it goes right down Mount Rose Highway. And then we won't fully have gone around the lake today, but pretty close. And my daughter got to see Emerald Bay for the first time she remembered. She was pretty young last time we were there. I don't know if we were there with her or not. Do you? But she was pretty young. Too young to remember. Yeah, too young to remember, but that's been a great day. Amazing how much the country changes in just a few miles. Up in, you know, northern Nevada, you're either going out in the high desert scrub brush or you're in the deep woods. So it's pretty cool. I like this area. It's been unseasonably rainy and unseasonably kind of cool lately. Excuse me. And so I don't care what they say. It's cyclical, you know, things. We've had more rain. California's getting has had a severe drought. And we in northern Nevada have gotten more rain this summer even than ever. I mean, it rained today. It rained today in Lake Tahoe. And usually in the summer, we don't get any rain up, you know, in Tahoe or Reno or Carson City area. Hopefully Johnny can come back. The truck didn't start. That's not good. Started like a dime when I was up there in the wintertime. So I was saying, maybe it likes the cold weather better. But no, that's sweet. But, you know, honestly, in this day and age, I don't, or at least right now, the prices for AR, you know, AR-15 rifle uppers, lowers, parts, everything is really low compared to. I mean, I think you can get an AR-15 now cheaper than you could like 20 years ago. I mean, I remember Johnny was talking about buying his first one in 1986, 87, around there, and I think he still paid like $600-$700 for it. And you can actually, if you pay $600 or $700 now, you can get a first class AR. I mean, well, let's not say first class. I know they have $2,000 ARs with, you know, all the whiz bang stuff in there, but you can get a very good, solid rifle right now for what used to be, you know, for $500 now, you can get one that used to be just the standard Bushmaster, you know, AR, which I'm not disparaging, but it's just usually you'd have to buy a Bushmaster and add a bunch of parts, you know, add a trigger to it. And, you know, it just makes sense now not to buy one all, but to put it together, because no matter what you buy, I don't think any of them come standard with, say, a Kinney trigger, which, I don't know, Johnny turned me on to that, and I put one in my Bushmaster, the one I took up to Alaska, and that thing, the Kinney trigger drop-in pound trigger is just a 3-pound weight. It's just so good. It just ups your game so much, such accuracy. And you combine that with, yes, I'm going to mention it again. It's become kind of a joke, but I'm going to mention it again. The Battlecomp 2.0, and you know, and Johnny will go, the Battlecomp 2.0. But he actually liked it. You can ask him when he was shooting it up there in Alaska. He said, okay, that's a good piece of gear. He was like, yeah, I'll probably put that on my next build. But if you, as Johnny always says, he asked me, what are the three most basic parts of accurate shooting? And it's, you know, sight picture, trigger pull or trigger squeeze, and breathing. That's what most influences your accuracy and marksmanship. So what he did is he spun my head around and said, why are you putting all these gadgets on your AR without putting a good trigger on it? I was like, yeah, trigger on it, and he was absolutely right. But I will say, so a good scope, put a good 4-power scope or 6 now. Now they have variable 1-6 power scopes, which I think the next one I get will probably be that. Those are coming down in price too. But you get a good scope, get a Timney trigger or equivalent. I mean, Timney is just the one I was turned on to, and I'm going to keep going because it's really good. Even function perfectly in sub-zero temperatures in Alaska. It functions great in 90-degree, 100-degree weather in the desert in Nevada. And so that's kind of my go-to brand of trigger unless I find something wrong with it, which I haven't. But you get a scope, a Timney trigger, and a Battlecomp 2.0, and you can shoot rapidly and accurately, unbelievably well. So my war story / recommendation for the day. And let me make sure. Yeah, I guess I still do have phone signal. Nobody else is calling in, unfortunately. But hopefully you can still hear me. My voice is kind of going, too. Well, we're hitting North Lake Tahoe here. Parking lot full. North Beach. The last time we came here, we got lucky and got that parking over there. Remember, across the street. People here. Wow, 4th of July weekend. There are tons of people up here at Tahoe. Gangs of people. So like Johnny said, just like Johnny said in New York City, that people are probably not able and not doing what he's doing, which is have a timber desert warrior hanging out of his back pocket, walking around in Alaska. Well, he just bought it and stuck it in his back pocket. So, well, he's right. Although I was gonna talk. Oh wait, here this might be him coming back here. Oh, he's coming in. Yeah, Johnny's trying to get in, but I don't know why I didn't see him come up on the board. If I have to again, you got to realize I'm working on a, you know, a cell phone here. So I'm refreshing the Blog Talk site. What I'm going to try to do then is see if I can call him and bring him in here. Let me try with my phone. If I cut out here, I will be back momentarily. I don't know if... I don't see it coming on here. Not letting me in. Okay, I'm back. It cut me out there for a little bit. Had to call back in, and now my dog's growling at something. Okay, I think I'm back. Johnny, if you can hear this, I don't see that you're calling in. I know you're probably trying to call in. But I'm going to refresh the site again. Good data. I don't know if you can all hear me, because there's nobody else on there. But I might have to cut this off after 1 hour due to technical difficulty. We're scheduled for 2 hours, but man, the traffic is super duper thick here. Super duper thick. Available. Okay, well, we made it through that intersection. That's cool. Well, I think everybody can hear me, but I think I'm going to have to shut this show down for now because I can't even get the controls back. Controls, actually, without controls, I don't even know if I can end the show. Okay. Okay, I'm back. If everybody can still hear me, I know there's like a delay, but we're going through technical difficulties because I lost all the control boards. So now Johnny is trying to call in with the host information through his phone and continue on, and then I'm going to try to call in as a guest instead of being the host guy. So we'll give it a few minutes here, and I'm not sure. I think I can end the show by just hanging up, but we'll see. And I'm going at literally 2 miles an hour or less, maybe 1 mile an hour here because of traffic. So it's not like there's a lot of breakneck speed stuff going here. And there are a lot of sushi restaurants everywhere now, which is fine. I like sushi, but, man, everywhere. Yep. Here goes something.
Okay, now I think I'm on the show. I don't know if anybody can hear me or not. This is so strange. Okay, well, here we are. We're having a tough time today. Both of us are, like, away for Free Fire Friday. So, Richard, if you can hear me, I don't know how I would connect you. I think you got to have the control board to connect you, so... I don't know. I might have to end it. I'll give it like 2 or 3 minutes, and then if it doesn't work, I'm just going to end it because otherwise it's terrible when I can't connect people, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm sorry. That's just the way it's going to have to be this time. Well, that's all right. It's the 4th tomorrow. It's Independence Day. We got guns, and so that's it. It's going to be a short Free Fire Friday. I apologize, but we'll be back next week. Okay. Goodbye.